time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back once again. We'll be here until, well, about 1:15. I'll be here till noon by myself, and then Scott will join me at 12:15 to 1 o'clock. All right, we got a lot of time here, and time for you. So, what do you know about Marion that's happening? Now, who can tell me what is going to happen tomorrow? What is jubilation? And that came from the Grinch Stole Christmas, doesn't it? But what all is happening in Marion tomorrow? How do we find out? Well, we won't know for sure unless you call me and let us know. Because we've got enough people listening out there that attendance could be decent for the peanut push. Maybe participation would be decent. But right now, you know, it's not what it like it used to be. So how many want to get involved with the peanut push? It's available, and, you know, $20, and you can push a peanut. You know, that is the craziest thing. And when you tell people about that, what is the peanut push? They say, well, you get down on your hands and your knees, and you swipe this peanut across the street. And then and if you're successful, you're crowned king or queen or prince or princess. Now, I never had the youngsters. I just had the king and queen. Okay, now it's 11:18. And, you know, one thing, too, and I've harped about it before, I just wish that somehow there could be enough money somewhere to go up and paint the Lady Justice, because the Lady Justice is the first thing you see when you come to town. You come up Mount Vernon Avenue, and there she stands, and if she was just given a coat of brilliant, you know, gold, oh, she would look, and other counties have their Lady Justices painted bright gold, but ours has faded away since Dane Rengert put her up back in November 15, 1980. She stood there ever since, buffeted by high winds and holding that sword and scale in place. But, you know, she needs to be checked out. That's been a long time ago. But will it ever be done? And if she falls off the courthouse, she weighs 200 and some pounds, she might go right through the roof. We don't want that to happen. But what do you, I guess you just wait. Now, back in another era, when we first put her up, and the paint, because Bob Babbage gave me a whole case of gold paint, and boy, we sprayed her all over with gold, and she shined. And after a little while, though, she began to fade. And about that time, they patched the roof of the courthouse. You see, where I was standing, I could put my foot through the top of the courthouse. And that was all fixed. And they repainted her, and she looked brilliant for a long, long time. But she needs it again. I don't know what to do about it. anyone else have any ideas, I'd appreciate it. But now that we have modern equipment, you could almost put somebody up on a bucket in a crane and paint her. Now, when she was repainted, Midwest Company had a man up there on a ladder, stood the ladder against her, and I've got pictures of it. He leaned on her and to paint her back, and I thought, oh, she's got to be up there solid. And he had no problem at all. She was good and steady and strong. Well, anyhow, let's move on. What's going on in Marion that you might know that maybe no one else knows? 740-383-9944. And I've got some questions, too, that could be answered. I've got tickets to the zoo to give away. So, here we go. What was the original name or the name of the tobacco shop where Schulte's Cigar Store was located? And Mary Danner was the last one to work there. But it had another name. And that was discovered when they was remodeling her, or not her, but it, remodeling the cigar store, and they pulled off a board and it exposed the original sign. I doubt if anyone's living that can remember that, although a relative of that person is living. Do you know? I doubt if I can get an answer on that. Okay, let's go to Jim Bush, as I mentioned earlier, on Mount Vernon Avenue, and his garage door. Everybody marveled at the paint, the artistic work on his garage door. Now, Jim was kind of a fun-loving guy, and along with being an excellent photographer, and his wife was so good, too, in getting the right poses and everything. But on their garage, they had something that attracted the attention of a lot of people. What was it? Okay. Oh, here we go. Maybe this person knows. Caller, go ahead.
That was a frog.
Yes, it was a boy. You're right on the ball. Hey, would you like two tickets to the zoo? Are you still there? No, he fell off the building. Okay. There was a frog on the door. Yes, indeed. A frog on the door at the Bush House on Mount Vernon Avenue, catty-cornered from the presidential home. All right, so I'll cross that one off. That man apparently didn't want tickets to the zoo. Okay, now, here's a good one for mechanics. Maybe any man. Well, there's some women that would know this, too. What goes on a piston to make sure how can I word that? You know, a piston looks like a piston, and it has a shaft that comes down and connects to the camshaft in your engine, and it goes up and down. Okay, but there's something on that piston that gives it the compression, or how does it stick to the walls of the cylinder to make compression and make power? What is it? What's on that piston? Mechanics, you know, what's on that piston to give it the tightness in a cylinder? And that's a basic thing with all engines, going clear back to who knows when. It's a basic thing, and I used to sell that ingredient or that mechanical thing that went on pistons. And I remember working in this automotive parts store, making sure that I got the right thing for those pistons. Okay, 1125, I got you stumped? Okay. Now, I haven't got the answer either. Now, this was on last night. It was on Jeopardy. A question about caribou. Now, there's a difference between the way they're raised, between a caribou and a reindeer. They're both the same genus, the same, you know, same whatever, DNA. A caribou, and I never knew this until last night. So I looked it up on the, I Googled it. And sure enough, there's a big difference between the caribou and the reindeer. Not the way they're built, not the way they're put together, not because of their antlers, but there's something, the way they live is different. You can Google that, and if you fish around long enough, you'll get the answer. The difference between a caribou and a reindeer. And this is that time of the year. And as I mentioned at the start of the program today, when I was in Alaska conducting a tour, and I don't know what town it was, it might have been Skagway, that I had a reindeer burger. And they were just like a McDonald's burger, really. Although, did it taste any different? I can't remember if it tasted any different or not. Maybe it tasted just like a bison burger, a buffalo burger, I don't know. Okay, so what is the difference, though, between the caribou and the reindeer? Now, you never hear a song that says anything about a caribou and a red nose. That only pertains to what they call the reindeer. But the reindeer and the caribou are the same thing. But there is a difference in the way they live. What is it? 7403-39944. I love getting you stumped, but on the same hand, I love giving away zoo tickets. Okay. So what is it you would put on a cylinder that would grab the outer walls or the walls of a cylinder in your engine? And if the engine is old enough, you need to replace them. Now, what am I talking about? I was trying to think of a brand name, but I can't right offhand. I know that the bearings on your camshaft were made by a Federal Mogul out of Dayton, I think. But what did you put on your piston to make connection to the cylinder wall? 7403-39944. Boy, it's 11:28 already. Time is flying today. So anyone out there know anything else that's happening in Marion? Have you noticed how long the trains are today? They're so long that they have to have an engine in midway to help push and pull. To me, that's really interesting. I love trains. And I'm in... Oh, here we go. Yes. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, is that rings?
Yeah, piston rings. Hey, you got it. Hey, how about
okay.
two? Would you like two tickets to the zoo?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Hey, there's a man that knew. Piston rings. Now, on your piston, there are grooves. And in those grooves, you put the piston ring, and that expands out enough to make a solid connection with a cylinder wall. And, boy, that's been going on for a lot of years. Okay. They might make engines...
Charlie, have you ever been visited by a ghost on Christmas Eve like Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
Well, no, I can't say I have, but I have had similar experiences. I saw Hillary Clinton on TV reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
How is that similar?
Well, it's like being visited by the ghost of Christmas past, present, and yet to come, all at the same time. And old Ebenezer Evers was not happy. Bah, humbug. Bah, Hillary.
Happy holidays from WWGH.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, good morning, caller.
Hey, this is Paul. I was reaching out to you today about having your business become part of the Amazon Alexa network. Press 1 to join the fastest-growing voice search platform. It's in over 100 million households and growing. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. If someone is searching for your services, you want your company information to be found. It's free to see if your business qualifies. Again, press 1 to get connected, or press 2 if you'd like to be removed.
Do you get robocalls? Yesterday, I got, I don't know how many robocalls. My wife would know, 4 or 5 maybe, asking about my Social Security card. The calls were from Texas. Oh, my. Well, that guy didn't know he was on the air. He might get a badge for that. Oh, my. And that's the way it goes. At least he didn't call about my Social Security card. Well, there's all kinds of... When is it ever going to stop? When... Or is this one of the things that we have to face in this modern era? Phone calls continuous all day long. It's, oh, my goodness. It's something to behold. Okay, 11:32 is the time. We'll be here till noon, and then at 12:15, Scott will join up, or I will join with Scott, and we'll talk about other things that might hopefully be interesting. All right, now, we got the piston rings, okay? We still need the difference between a caribou and a reindeer. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello, caller. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? It says incoming call. Well, the incoming went outgoing. Okay. Hey, I've got a good question here. Oh, yeah, and I hope my information person was correct because he passed away years ago, Dick West. He told me, here we go. Yes, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, you were just talking about getting your robo calls, right? Your Social Security.
That's right.
All right, remind people that Social Security and the IRS does not call them.
That's right. We knew that, yeah.
They do not call you, and they are ripping people off. I got 3 or 4 of them already myself.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They're coming from Texas, California.
Right.
They're
right.
Coming from all over. So, anyway, yeah, I usually don't answer my phone if I don't know the number.
Yeah, very good.
But I check it out later, or I do answer a couple of them.
Yeah.
But people have got to know, when they want information, hang up on them. They're trying to say home security systems and everything, and then they get into your Social Security.
Yeah. Yep.
So they need to be reminded that IRS and... Social Security does not call you.
That's right. That's for sure. Okay, Bob. And, most people need to know that, the fact that we do not get a call from the government agency of any kind. Just disregard those, because if they want to get in touch with you, they'll probably send a letter and ask for a response. Okay, now, I was saying that Dick West passed away. Dick West was a historian of Marion galore. I mean, Dick, he was a great fan of President Harding, and he knew every move that Harding made. It was really interesting to hear him talk. But Dick is gone. But what he told me is a question I'm going to ask you right now. Central Christian Church on Mount Vernon Avenue was not originally... there, that was a George King home. It's on the National Register, by the way. Where was the original Central Christian Church? And the building is still in Marion, and you can't access it because it's all boarded up. But the building is still in Marion. Where is the original home of the Central Christian Church? I was trying to think how many blocks from here it is. Quite a few. Going north. Where is the original site of the Central Christian Church. And once they got George King Mansion, why, they abandoned what the church they had, but they never tore it down. They just left it there. And you can see it yet today. 740-383-9944. The time is 11:36, and it's the day before the peanut push. In fact, I was talking to Jeff Ruth this morning, and he's all set. He's the MC of the peanut push, and they're gathering quite a bit of money on the king or queen contest, but they're a little short on peanut pushers. Can you help them out? Okay. That money goes to Christmas Clearinghouse, a junior service guild. All right. Now, what's the difference between a caribou and a reindeer? I still need to know that. I've got all these tickets to give away to the zoo. You know, you go down there over the weekend and look at the Christmas lights. And apparently no one in Marion knows where the Central Christian Church used to be located. Has it been that long? All right. Now, I'm looking here. What do you call that in a car, that unit that holds together your rear wheels and connects to your engine? That's the main thing. It connects to your engine. And your drive shaft goes into this particular thing. What do you call that thing? Because I don't know how many people ever check it for oil. Very seldom they ever lose the oil. But it's got a name. What is it? 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see what else I can stump you with here. Okay. Christmas at the Palace. Oh, that's this weekend. Oh. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I think it's because caribou can't fly.
Oh, that's right.
They're too heavy. They're too heavy to fly.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, they're too heavy to fly. No, that's not the... Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Mr.
Is it the church across from Pop Wiley's?
Yes, you got it. Yeah. Hey, by golly, somebody knows... Hey, would you like some zoo tickets?
I would love some zoo tickets.
Oh, good. Okay, let me write your name down here, and you're Maury.
No, I'm not Maury. I'm using Maury's phone.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Carl.
Okay.
Telfer, T-E-L-F-E-R.
Oh, Carl Telfer. Are you Jack's boy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, good to hear from you. Hey, are you still at the parts store?
No, I'm now working for Mr. Ted Elsie at Marion Auto Sales.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're listening too. Yeah, that's good. Okay, and you can pick up your tickets yet today. We'll be here till let's see, about 1 o'clock, or let me see, sometime during the week.
That would be great.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, all right,
good
thank
to hear
you,
from
Charlie.
You. Okay, now. Now, there's a little bit of history, because Mr. Telfer, Carl, his dad was Jack Telfer. If it hadn't been for Jack Telfer, we would not have the bike trail today, because he dealt with the railroad company originally to try to buy the abandoned track from here to Hardin County. And Jack was the one that was able to redesign the interior of the post office. Jack did all. Jack was an architect, and also he helped. Well, in the architectural field, he helped with the museum of the man who was president. What was his name? Oh my! he helped architecturally with the presidential mansion or library or whatever you want to call it of which president was. It was between, oh golly, Well, I'll think about it later. But anyhow, that's Jack Telfer. Good to, and of course, Jack has passed away, and I think maybe his mother too. And anyhow, okay. Let me see. So we've only given away, what, one set of tickets to the zoo today? Let me see. Maybe two, yeah. Okay. We've given two sets of tickets to the zoo. And like I say, the people down at the zoo was, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Your question about caribou, I think the main thing, I think both male and female have antlers in the caribou.
Well, yeah, they're both. Yeah, the difference is entirely different than their physical makeup. They're both the same species.
Both reindeer.
Yeah. Only it's the way they live.
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hopefully we'll find out.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. They're both the same genus or species, caribou, and I didn't know this until I watched Jeopardy last night and got interested. And because they said, you know, what herd of animals go across Alaska every night or every winter at a certain time? And it, well, the caribou do. And they said, well, the caribou, that's a reindeer too. So I looked it up. Yes, a caribou is a reindeer. However, there's a little more to it than that. And it's the way they live. Now, think of that. Yeah, reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, my goodness. That's still popular. That's good. We need to keep things like that and not let it go to waste. Especially all the old Christmas songs. So nice. Memories. Produce memories. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, the Central Christian Church is located on North Main Street, right across from Pop Wiley's. All right? Got that? But I need to know how a caribou lives in contrast to the reindeer. They're both the same DNA, but there's a difference in the way they exist. Now, can you figure that out? Yeah. You're scratching your... Now, if you can Google this, you'll find out, but it'll take you a little while. Okay, so I haven't found the name. I'll give it right now. Where Schulte's Cigar Store was, used to be Comer's Smoke Shop. Comers. Comer's Smoke Shop. And I've got a picture of it. I've got a picture of them remodeling that front building. And they exposed some timbers. And it said Comer's Smoke Shop. All right. Well, let me see. I've got everything. The other car part where your drive shaft connects to that turns your rear wheels. Because not all cars now have rear-wheel drive. Many of them have front wheel. But they must still have this particular...
Scott, New York is such a wonderful place to be during the holiday season.
I know the tree in Rockefeller Center, Macy's department store, and a Santa Claus on every street corner.
Well, not every street corner. Even Santa won't go near Central Park at Christmas.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And incidentally, I also have an insulated coffee cup by the Jegs Company. Let me see here. I'll open up the top here. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, yeah. Insulated. Woo. That's all right. Oh, it has a screw down lid, I think. No, wait. No, you just press down on it. Okay. Plus, I have an extra large T-shirt from Jegs and zoo tickets. Okay, now, I was talking about, how is your engine connected to your wheels? What does it pass through? What does the drive shaft connect to drive your wheels? Got that? Okay, we'll see. And it's a rather common thing. And if you're behind a car, you can sometimes see it. 740-383-9944. What connects your engine to your wheels? Now, I tell you, it's the same thing you will find in the top of the courthouse, only it's a double one of these. You have a rod coming up from the clock down below into this device, and, oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Well, the front of the drive shaft's a transmission. The rear of the drive shaft's a differential.
Differential, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Okay. Oh, he hung up. Okay. That was it. Yeah, I was looking for a differential. Because your shaft goes into the differential, and then power is distributed to your wheels through that. And in the top of the courthouse, a shaft comes up from the clock and goes into a differential that has four rods, what would you call it, shafts coming out of it. And as the clock turns that rod, it turns the hands of the clocks. That's why all clocks read the same. They're transmitting information they picked up from down below. Now, did you know that at one point the courthouse clock ran on weights? That is, until one of the weights broke and went down through to the basement, apparently. And so they had, and the thing that drives the clock now is no bigger than a sewing machine motor. Really interesting. That's all up there above Main and Center Street. And it was interesting. Are they going to play music, Christmas music downtown, like they have in the past? And I told you all about when I used to install speakers up in the courthouse to play Christmas music. It was really neat. Gave a good atmosphere for shopping. All right. Well, let me see. I've gone through most of my questions here. Yeah, Bianchi on West Center Street made fudge. And Morton Salt had the little girl that said, when it rains, it pours. But I need Comer's Smoke Shop. Well, I told you about Comer's Smoke Shop. That's where Schulte's Cigar Store used to be. And Jim Bush had the frog on his door. It was a beautiful hand-painted frog by an artist. Okay, and the differential drives your wheels of your car that starts out in a transmission, first of all. Piston rings, yeah, got that one. What was Perfect Circle Piston Rings? That's the name. The name of the company, Perfect Circle Piston Rings. I used to sell them. Finally remembered the name. Perfect Circle Piston Rings. Federal Mogul Camshaft Bearings. Which is absolutely of no interest to most people. Okay. And this week marks kind of a special week because I had a dead battery in my car that's 3 years old. And apparently the battery was a 3-year battery. So now I wrote down when I had, I hope, let me check here and make sure I wrote it down. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A new battery on Tuesday. And boy, I tell you, that, you know, that's worth lecturing about. Now, none of us usually think about our battery, but then when it gets down to zero or near it, our battery strains, really, to provide enough power to turn the engine over. Now, the other day, my battery had the power to light the lights, to play the radio, and operate the windshield wipers, but to turn the engine over, no go. It just went click, 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 click. And so I got a new three-year battery. Boy, they're only $179 now. Only. I remember when you could buy a battery a lot cheaper. Of course, a lot of things are cheaper. But so I've got a new battery, and I wrote down when I had it installed. So hopefully I'll outlive the battery. Okay, anyone with any information about anything going on in Marion? Any questions about the peanut push that's going on tomorrow? It's I don't know if it's going to be on Church Street or Main Street. I don't know which. Church is a little narrower than Main Street, but I don't know what they have in mind. But if you want to attend, there's also going to be a parade downtown, and the merchants are going to be smiling and happy to see your face walk through the door. 11:52 is the time. So what else is new? I was trying to think Panda Express, it's going up faster than I ever thought. Now, here's another thing, too. We have a new squeeze place for juices. And what's it called? Juice Supreme or something like that. We also have one on Church Street. We have a juice dispenser there. And you can have all kinds of things in juice and to promote your health, more or less. They put kale in a lot. You can have kale put in a lot of it. Kale is about the only way you grind it up and pulverize it, and that way you can get the goodness out of it. But there's the one on Church Street, and now this new one opened up next to the sub store out there where Steve's Dakota Grill used to be. Okay, so that's oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Well, that's interesting.
Hello?
Hello there.
Are you taking advertising now for things you want to sell?
Oh, no, that's Swap Shop. That's on every Thursday afternoon.
When?
Well, I'll tell you what have you got to sell, and we'll put it on the air.
Oh, I got some dolls, a beautiful dolls. They're from Hawaii. And I also have a quilt for sale. And I got a lamp. It's like an antique car. You can hang it on the wall, or you can sit it on the table and set of dishes and all that.
Well, okay. So, what's your telephone number so they can get a hold of you?
740-262-5928.
Okay, repeat that one other time.
Pardon?
Repeat that phone number.
740-262-5928.
Very good, okay. All right, well, have a great weekend.
Okay, and if I don't get to the phone fast enough, just tell them to call me back.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, that normally we don't do that. That's done on Thursday afternoons with Glenn Coble. That's called a WWGH Extra. Okay, it's 11:55, and we're getting close to the noon hour here. Where's your favorite place to eat? In Marion. We've heard about all the Chinese places. My goodness, I didn't realize there were that many in Marion. We have the Iron Chef and the China Walk. We have Panda's Box or Panda Express. And then we have the one over in Mallard Duck or Mallard Square, right at the very left or east end. That's five. Then the sixth one would be the House of Hunan. Well, yeah, the House of Hunan. And then you have the smorgasbord, the Chinese smorgasbord. That's six. Six Oriental food suppliers or purveyors or whatever you want to call it in Marion. That's got really interesting. Are there any others I didn't mention? 11:56 is the time. And what else? As I said yesterday, they're gutting the old beauty shop there, which is across the street on the same side as Carlisle's, and that will be Dunkin' Donuts. Woohoo! They'll be busy. But I hope that cars will be able to get out of there onto Mount Vernon Avenue without, I don't know. The state of Ohio doesn't like to have people get curb cuts. Curb cuts mean taking away the curb and building a lane into your store. They don't like to provide that, but will they hear? I mean, if you have the traffic that normally comes to a Dunkin' Donuts and they're choosing to go back out onto Mount Vernon Avenue, you could have a real mess. But you can go from there, from the donut place, straight north on Clarendon Avenue, and eventually maneuver around a little bit to get back out on Mount Vernon Avenue. So that'd be interesting to see. Be interesting, too, to see how long it takes to remodel or to tear that place down to where it becomes the Dunkin' for donuts. Oh, boy. 11:58. Let's see. A lady called about tomorrow at where Lawrence Orchards are having a doings there, a doings downtown with a peanut push and a parade and merchants celebrating downtown. When are you to stop by? 11:58 is the time. And remember here, we'll be a little less than 2 minutes away from the news. And after the news, we'll be talking with Scott here from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Just as simple as that. Okay, so we've talked about things that are happening in... are there any other new restaurants going in? Boy, do we have a lot of restaurants in Marion. But are there any others going in besides the new juice place, which is already open? Panda Express will open probably within a couple of 3 weeks. And what else do we have? I'm trying to think right now. What about the West End of Marion? How many businesses do we have in the West End? You know, after you go across the tracks, things kind of, well, even before then, things kind of fade away as far as businesses go. Are there any businesses out on West Center that you would like to call and talk about? Of course, we only have about 40 seconds left. And then Scott and I will be on at 12:15. Stay tuned. You never know what's going to be coming up here on WWGH, your information station in Marion. Okay. And
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For Marion's reigning queen of dance of 75 years, Martha Dowse.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And that rhymes with douse, Scott. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside to his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to the sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and I heard him explain ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Well, Martha, you did a great job.
Merry Christmas.